My name is Brooke. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from control. Hi, guys. I would have considered myself a Christian while growing up, but faith and a relationship with Jesus were rarely topics that were discussed in our household, and I have very few memories of attending church as a child. I grew up in a loving and busy household with both parents and three older brothers. At the age of 6, I was diagnosed with a chronic autoimmune disease, which resulted in the complete loss of both kidneys. This diagnosis sent my family and myself into a tailspin of fear and the unknown. As life continued in this new medical world I lived in, I was able to return to school and settle into a new normal. In school, I never wanted to be seen as the sick kid. I wanted to control how others viewed me and sought to prove I could do anything I set my mind to. I quickly found my identity in the activities I was involved in and friends in my life. While in grade school, I received a kidney transplant, and this really just gave me more momentum to build my own kingdom. During my freshman year of college, my kingdom came crumbling down. My transplanted kidney was failing, and my health was quickly declining. To put it plainly, I was angry at God. How could he take away all that I had worked for? All that I had overcome? I had put in the hours and done the work. I worked hard and had gotten into my first choice school and into a highly competitive program. I felt like God owed me what I wanted. I was in Dallas and watching all of my friends go away to various colleges, living the life I wanted, all while I was becoming too weak to leave the house. I began to spiral into a deep depression, isolation, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. As I gained back strength and had a few friends return to Dallas, I quickly sought to feel normal. I desperately wanted to be seen as your average college kid. This quickly led to a vicious cycle of finding my identity in the bar scene that Dallas has to offer, my friends, and who I was dating. I began to slowly tape together my kingdom through fear, control, and manipulating others, but my attempts were futile. With one final shake, the falling out of a relationship, my kingdom came crashing down once and for all. I was left feeling empty, alone, lost, and unloved. I found myself looking around saying there has to be something more to all of this. I saw a post about The Porch, Watermark's young adult ministry, on Facebook and thought this might be a good place to go and meet new people. I had no idea what I was walking into and remember telling my mom on the phone I was checking out this young adult Bible study thing and hoped nobody called on me because I didn't know anything. which would be real weird. I had no clue what God had in store for me that night. When I arrived, the pastor on stage asked on a scale of 1 to 10, if I were to die tonight, how sure am I that I would go to heaven? I thought a 7. I was a pretty good person, and so, sure. That night was the first night I heard the gospel clearly. Ephesians 2:8-9, which says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." I remember sitting in my chair shocked, looking around, trying to figure out why nobody was as shocked as I was to hear this. I didn't have to work for it. I didn't have to fight for control, and I wasn't really in charge when it came to this guy, Jesus. I wish I could say that that night was the night I gave up control and accepted Christ into my life, but that's not the case. The next year looked more like a street fight than a calm surrender. I still wanted control. I wanted things to happen according to my timeline, and I thought maybe God and I could work out some kind of deal. I jumped headfirst into community, serving, and surrounding myself with his people. I attended one of Watermark's urban discipleship weekends called Unashamed, and finally had to tell somebody what I believed. I was startled by the words that were coming out of my mouth. I didn't realize that I actually started to believe this. That's when it all started to click for me. I was still fighting for control in my life, even after multiple suggestions to just go see what Regen was all about. I still said no and that I wasn't that bad. It wasn't until a girl in my community group invited me to listen to her inventory confession that I caught a glimpse of what obedience looked like. I watched her be completely honest about her sins, the pain in her life, and the freedom she sought. I left that night fired up and wanting that for my life. So in January 2015, I walked through those doors to see what God had in store for me, and God did not disappoint. During step 4 inventory, I sat face to face with the depth of my sin and the amount of pain I had caused with my control and manipulation of the people in my life. There may or may not have been a dramatic phone call to my mentor crying and saying, "No wonder so many people hated me." She kindly reassured me that was not the case. This step was pivotal for me as it allowed me to see what my idea of not that bad looked like and gave me tools to begin to take notice of my sin patterns and see how my actions truly began at the thought level. During my time in regeneration and after 7 years of waiting, I finally got the call for another kidney. I was met with so much love, grace, and community during this time. I was astounded by the representation of the church in my life. It was during this time I was truly able to see the bigger picture of God's goodness and faithfulness in my life. I was beginning to see the purpose in the chaos of my life and the joy that was coming out of my lowest of lows and how God was working in my waiting. I won't stand here today and say that my life is all rainbows and butterflies, because it's not. I still at times struggle to control my life, my health, and occasionally the people around me. But God has given me faithful women and men in my life who continually point me back to Christ. I have a desire to seek God in my shortcomings, and I'm learning daily what it looks like to truly give God control, not just in the big things, but the little day-to-day things as well. I am learning what it looks like to build God's kingdom for his glory and not my own. The Lord has given me, the girl who originally walked in this room thinking I didn't need regeneration, the opportunity to lead a group of girls through the steps and experience the same freedom in Christ I needed and still need today, and he offers that to you. I am able to serve in the same ministry where the gospel was first shared with me. My life looks nothing like the kingdom I had planned for myself, and honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm often reminded of 1 Samuel 12:16, which says, "Now therefore, stand still and see this great thing that the Lord will do before your eyes." I don't have to spin my wheels, I don't have to earn God's love, and I don't have to feel the weight of trying to control the world around me. I can stand still, I can rest easy, and see the great things the Lord is doing right before my eyes. If you are here tonight and thinking you don't need regeneration and you have everything under control, I'm so glad you're here. If you are here and believing the lie that you are too far gone, I'm so glad you're here. Give God this time. Take a break from the running, take the weights off your shoulders, and stand still. I can say with confidence that the Lord will do great things before your eyes if you let him. My name is Brooke. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from control. And to God be all the glory.